The ATP uses energy from processed products to maintain temperatures for the continuous flow process and recovers heat from outgoing gases and solids. Safety. The ATP has a proven record of operational safety under a variety of conditions. The processor is confined to a single vessel, which operates at atmospheric pressures and intermediate to low temperatures. Finally, there is the process and mechanical simplicity of the Aostratasia process. The process is more streamlined and efficient than other extraction and primary upgrading systems. There are no internal moving parts in the processor, and construction is based on conventional specifications. Versatility, environmental compliance, higher recoveries, energy efficiency, safety, and simplicity. These all add up to substantial cost savings. The ATP's many advantages have attracted increasing interest from energy experts and waste management professionals around the world. Its potential for a variety of applications and a broad range of feed materials is evident. The ATP is making an important contribution towards solving two of industry's most pressing challenges: energy development and environmental cleanup. The Aostratasia process. Tomorrow's technology, today.
Well, I'm prepared to leave this one with you also. Well.
Needless to say, we're having some problems here as well with hazardous waste as well as this plain waste. But they're shipping out all so-called hazardous waste. Are there any?
I have one more question. I didn't want to interrupt there, but what do you do with the sand?
Afterwards, it's perfectly dry, clean sand. We just use it for fill. See, in
do you use it on your roads in the wintertime?
I don't know why. I guess they could, but
in the mining projects, what we would, in the oil sands projects, which are in the mining area, we would simply use it to refill the pits.
Yeah.
And then we would replant it, reforest it, depending on what they want to do, probably put it back into grass. Right now, most of that area is scrub pine and so on. Yeah.
When I was in Australia in our discussion with their shale plant there, their intent was to mine, have a 3-year lapse between refilling. Extend the mine extension and then start to refill backwards to say, so that the amount of stockpiling, if you wish, was only a 3-year amount. But if you notice what we have to do in Fort McMurray is massive stockpiling. So this is a case of producing something clean that you put it right back. Now we've got in Alberta some contaminated soil, but the only thing you can do is refine the venom, refine in your calorie. The only thing you can do is try to haul the soil away and bury it somewhere. Well, that's not very easy because it's a massive amount of contaminant. And like at Waukegan, there is contaminated with the PCBs as well as hydrocarbons. Mm-hmm. So where are you going to haul and bury that? You have to clean it up and then put it right back where you got it. So it's quite applicable.
A 5-ton machine like that, what does it cost? What
the 10-ton an hour one, the one that we're shipping, cost $4.5 million.
Shipping, what to build?
And that was a complete integrated instrumentation system. It's built in 7 modules, instrumentation system, and different parts and so on. We shipped the 7.
When you start talking about waste cleanup, no, and that kind of stuff, that's small compared to some of the things that they're having to try to do.
You can give you how many tons of Waukegan, if you had all that material away and try to bury it somewhere, the cost could be enormous. Cost. Yeah. But we're very anxious. We think we'll have a unit like this in Australia, blast them, possibly. And we hope to have one in the Fort McMurray demonstration facility.
Which would be considerably larger.
Yeah, considerably larger. The beauty of this is that if you want to expand, you just put units. You don't try to increase the size. You just put a series of units, let's say. And that's the beauty of it.
Well, gentlemen,
I'm sorry, just the other thing is that all the little producers in Alberta that have leases, not the big oil companies, can now effectively use one of these to produce on their own lease, we hope, in the future. Because otherwise, they'll lose their lease after so many years. So we think it'll assist all the smaller companies that have leases.
And to clean up their own waste.
Yeah, to clean up their own waste, that's right.
We have found anything that can make what is a big project into a little project makes it a lot easier to do.
Mm-hmm. And as you clean as you go, then you don't have big projects.
But anyway, you got an idea of some of our billion-dollar technology development. Pretty exciting stuff.
It is, and gentlemen, I want to thank you very, very much for making the effort to educate us, and we'll use this to try to reach those we weren't able to reach today. I'm sorry it was a Friday afternoon. I wish we made it a Tuesday or Wednesday. I'm sure we'd have had more people here from both committees. I truly thank you.
I have to take my slides, I guess.
You're generous up to a point, right? Like a style.
Well, thank you.
See you guys.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Been enjoying. Thank you very much. Been enjoying. Very enjoyable.
Well, we'll see you down
thank
the office.
You. Hey, you know, let's make it to the meeting on the early.